He stopped for lunch at a hamburger and chicken place that made him a cheese and salad sandwich. He paid with cash. There was an empty table down the back. He made his way down there, took off his backpack, and sat. By now, the funeral would be finished, and her body would be ashes. A man sat opposite him. He was much younger. He wore workwear and a high-vis yellow-green vest. His boots were dirty and still capped. His hands were those of a man who earned an honest day's pay, and he had a smile that excused the abruptness of his interruption.
"Only spare seat, sorry, mate,"
he added, to explain why he'd sat down at his table.
"Hope you don't mind."
The man smiled again, and the smile was such that he didn't mind, even though all he wanted was to be left alone. He watched as the young man tore open a paper bundle and began to eat a toasted egg and bacon burger. He did this with relish, as though it was the first meal he'd had in a while.
"Where are you off to?"
he asked between mouthfuls, nodding to the new backpack on the floor under the table.
"I'm not sure,"
said the man who'd lost his wife, the man who should have been at her funeral.
"I just need to walk." "Everyone who walks is heading somewhere,"
said the young man to the older man, hoping to become invisible. There were chips with his burger, and the smell of them reminded the older man of times when he and his wife had taken trips to the peninsula and had sat on the old stone wall overlooking the sea eating fish and chips and throwing their slightly burnt chips to the hungry, hovering gulls.
"I'm heading north," he said. "North is a long way," the younger man said,
sauce squeezing out of his burger and dripping onto the paper. Ordinarily, this untidiness would have bothered the older man, but it didn't right at that moment. Nothing bothered him.
"I really don't know where I'm going," he said. "They talk about true north, and I guess I want to go someplace true."
The younger man laughed.
"Geez, dude, that's deep for this time of morning."
The older man smiled. "I guess it is. I'm sorry." He didn't know why he'd apologized. Perhaps it was because he hadn't meant to say what he'd said until it was too late.
"I've been up that way,"
the young man said.
"You get out of the big smoke, there's bugger all heading north. Way up north, you got a town, but there's nothing there except the pub."
The younger man was into his chips now, gulping them down two and three at a time. Then he cocked his head and looked curiously at the older man.
"So how come you're walking?"
he asked.
"My wife's funeral was today," he said. "What, you been already?"
"No," the older man said, because he couldn't lie.
"I didn't go."
"Oh, really? How come?" The older man hesitated. How could he explain it? How could he put it into words? And then he said, "Because I killed her."